Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the omnipotent reigneth. Lord, I exalt you. I appreciate you. I am in your presence and I am singing hallelujah. Every day I see the dawning of a new day is an opener that I am in your presence, that you have brought me out to be among the living soul, to be in your presence. And Lord, that is why I am singing hallelujah. That is why I am shouting and I'm giving thanks to you, because you are good, for your mercies endured forever. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you because you've showered me with your love, and I will continually enjoy your love. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all the journey I have passed through. Thank you because you've given us the grace and the strength to continue in you. Thank you because you are marvelous in your power. Thank you because daily we enjoy your power. We enjoy your backing. Thank you, Jesus, because you are good to us. But your mercy has been speaking on our behalf, and mercy will continue to speak on our behalf. Lord, we are grateful because on a daily basis, you will open our eyes and you help us to understand the greatness of your power, and we will continually enjoy it. Lord, we are grateful for everything. Lord, we lay it to heart to say thank you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, today is the fifth day in the month of June, and God has preserved us so far. I want us to make this words of declaration, that unto you, O Lord, I lift my soul. I know I am guided in you. I know my preservation is in you. My preservation is guaranteed in God. I put my trust in you. I will not be put to shame. I put my trust in you. My going out and my coming in is secured because I have your backing in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go out today, the Lord preserves my going out and my coming in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord silenced the enemies on my behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. I will triumph in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord gives me victory on all sides in Jesus' name. The sun will not smite me by day, nor the moon by night, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens my eyes and shows me the way of mercy. The Lord teach me his path today in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not walk into the trap of the evil ones in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not walk into tragedy in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be a victim of today in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be a partaker of the blessings of today in Jesus' name. The Lord will lead me in the path of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the power in the name of Jesus Christ, because the name will answer for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord saves me from the hands of the terrible. The Lord saves me. He directs my path in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord guides me with his tender mercies and his loving kindness in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, it will not come near me anything called evil. 1,000 at my side and 10,000 at my right side, it will not come near me. Any evil that has been orchestrated for today is not my portion, because the Bible says it will not come near my dwelling place. And I boldly confess it. I declare that in the name of Jesus Christ, any evil that has been targeted into today, it will not come near my dwelling. It will not come near all that concerns me. It will not come near my family. It will not come near every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ, because this is the confidence that we have, that anytime we call on his name, he will answer us. And this is the joy we have in him, that our declarations are answered in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want us to lift up our voice and make this prayer for those children that are in the hands of the evil one. The Lord, we come together as one. We lift up your name over these children. Lord, we ask for mercy. It is only the mercy of God that can prevail at this moment. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are saved. Lord, we run to you collectively as your children. Lord, we pray that Lord be a strong tower for these ones in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for mercy. Mercy, let mercy speak on behalf of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have nothing we can say but to cry for mercy. Lord, let mercy cry on behalf of these ones in Jesus' name. The Bible says, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us. Lord, though they are in the shadows of death, Lord, we pray that you will arise on their behalf in Jesus' name, and you will save them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, they are presently in the shadow of the evil ones. Lord, we pray that you arise for their sake in Jesus' name. Let your mercy preserve them. Let your mercy deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that in your mercy you will deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ. Your mercy will deliver them. Your mercy will take care of them. Your mercy will preserve them. And your mercy will deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, this is what we are saying. And this is what we are speaking on their behalf. That your mercy will preserve them. Your mercy will save them. Your mercy will deliver them. And your mercy will bring them home safely. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, over their lives will speak once again that your mercy will preserve them, that your mercy will deliver them from the hands of these evil ones, and your mercy will save them. In the name of Jesus Christ, let mercy speak for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, let mercy erase and write every judgment speaking over their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray mercy will speak in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Anchor scripture is taken from the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 35. It says, and on the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and he rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. Amen. The second verse is taken from Psalm 46, verse 10. But we are advised to read it from the beginning to have a better understanding. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. I just want to pick this verse 5. It said, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right hand early. God is telling us to be still and know that he is God, because he is in the midst of us. That is why he's telling us that we should be still. I want us to know that every situation has a root. What we see, the fruits, always come from what is underneath and not the other way around. That is why the word be still keeps coming. There is a lot of places that we heard God telling us that we should be still. That word comes because we are in this world. Bible says we are not of the world. He said in this world, we are going to see a lot of challenges, but we should have a good heart. We should be rested in him because he has overcome on our behalf. That is why he's telling us be still. That word be still keeps coming up because there is always a root behind it. It could be fear, it could be noise, and it could be anything. God says be still because the world we live in is very loud, and this noise is deafening. This noise steals peace and pulls our focus from what is eternal to what is temporal. We are all busy doing the things that won't last. That is what the noise does. It keeps us busy doing what won't last. That won't pay us in the long run. So God is calling us back to what matters. He's calling us to things that matters, to reset ourselves, to give us the right mindset. He said, be still and know that I am God. I want us to know something. Until we know him, we can't truly be still. And until we are still, we can't change. Until we are still, we can't take charge of what is ours. That means we can only take charge of what is ours until we are still. I'm repeating this Psalm 46 verse 10 again. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in earth. He did not say he will exalt us. That is why we should change from the temporal to eternal things. He said, I will be exalted in the earth. I want us to know that the benefit of stillness is not for God. The benefit is for us. Stillness draws our attention back to God. It aligns us. It teaches us how to surrender the noise to the one who can actually help us, to the one who can heal us and bring the transformation we need. But here is the truth. Your daily transformation, my daily transformation, is hidden in our stillness with God. I want us to know that we intentionally choose to be still, because it is in that stillness that we become complete in Him. Stillness is where the noise dies down and His wholeness takes over. It is where He fills the gaps we've been trying to fix on our own and makes us whole, spirit, soul, and body. So today, I don't want us to rush past this. I want us to sit with the Word. I want us to be still long enough to know Him again. It is in our stillness that we know God. It is in our stillness that our mind gets transformed. It is in our stillness that we get renewal of strength. It is in our stillness that we get renewal of mind. And when our mind is renewed, we will do better. We'll pick this tomorrow and talk about it further. Be still and know that I am God. Stillness is what God is calling our attention to, because He needs us to be still so that we can hear what He's telling us. Any person that is not still cannot receive the parcel that has been brought for greatness, for redemption. I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, teach me to be still in Your presence. Teach me to be still. Help me to be patient in the name of Jesus. Teach me the act of stillness before You and in Your presence at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach me patience to be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Help my body to be calm. Calm my nerves. Calm my body. Calm my spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. My spirit, soul, and body hear the word of God. Receive stillness in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive stillness from the throne of grace. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. My life, hear the word of God. Be still and know that God is God over you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because God will be exalted in me. God will be exalted through me in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I am called blessed. Because I will be blessed. And because God is going to use me as a channel of blessings in my generation. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want us to know that the coming of the Lord is at hand. It is not by religious acts. It is the Spirit of God that teaches us to live our life the way God wants us to. We are in the world full of chaos and there will always be distraction. But God is there to keep us ready, to keep us right in Him. I pray the Lord will help us. He will teach our spirits to be still, to hear the pattern He wants us to live our lives so that we can make it to our eternal home. In the name of Jesus Christ, so that we can have rest in Him. We will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive strength to make it till the end. We receive strength to keep moving in Him in the name of Jesus Christ. And we will make it in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not fall by the riverside in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. As we go today, the Spirit of the Lord rest upon us in Jesus' name. The grace of the Lord is released upon us in Jesus' name. We are helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. And great we be our peace in Him in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.